everyone knows by now that Safe and Effective was a big fat criminal lie. Countless people in positions of authority, many whose names you know and many you have yet to meet, committed this criminal act upon the people of the world. But now many of them are backtracking and admitting that they didn't test this poison. And I submit to you, of course they didn't test it, because they knew it was poison, and they knew it had no ability to protect you from any infectious diseases. And a Belgian doctor, along with The Atlantic, another left-wing rag that came after Dr. Jane as a conspiracy theorist, well, his lymphoma blew up after his booster shot. Now, stepping forward to say that the rampant progression of his cancer was indeed related to the shot. Vindicated. But will they apologize? When fiction becomes fact. This is the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, and you're about to enter Truth in Medicine. Good Monday evening to all of you, and welcome to the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. I'm your host, Dr. Jane Ruby, on this October 17th, 2022. Well, we all know that this entire thing was a big lie by now, but I'm going to show you in this episode how dangerous and dastardly these lies are, and that when the perpetrators, the criminals among us, doctors, some of the frontliners, governments, politicians, useless policymakers, pharmaceutical criminals and their paid shills begin to cover their butts as they've started to do, it just cannot end there. They must be called out, criminally investigated, and tried in some kind of court, perhaps a citizens' tribunal, maybe a military tribunal, but some kind of court. Tonight, I'm going to start out with a very interesting story you may remember. It began with an article in that left-wing, far left-wing rag, The Atlantic, where they outlined a story about Dr. Michel Goldman, a Belgian physician and one of Europe's best-known medical researchers. Goldman had a form of lymphatic cancer, but he let himself get talked into getting the Pfizer bioweapon because he thought he would need it as a cancer patient. Hard to believe, right? And he was talked into it, by the way, by his immunologist brother. Well, failing to do adequate research and understanding that he is, like I said, the very last person that should get it, he ended up with a very bad result. Do you remember this picture that I featured in the original story? Let's take a look at picture number one. This is has become a very famous picture. This is the before and after the booster. Little did I know when I was showing this months ago and telling the story of this patient who was not identified at the time. He got his, I believe, second Pfizer shot on September 8th, 2021. And then on the 22nd, several weeks later, he got his booster. Well, he had imaging done on September 8th. And you can see that he had some areas that were very darkened that represent lymph nodes that were carrying inflammation and possibly tumors. And he gets his booster on September 22nd. A week later, he was re-imaged, and you see the image on the right. That is an explosion of his lymphatic activity, and very likely, according to the doctors now, his lymphatic cancer. So in this original story that was documented, it's documented that he did have an effect after his booster. In fact, I used the word exploded, and they featured it in the Atlantic article. So here's the paragraph. Let's bring up you can see the title page. Let's take a look at that title. Did a famous doctor's COVID shot make his cancer worse? A lifelong promoter of vaccines suspects he might be the rare, unfortunate exception. Yeah, well, you're not the rare exception, sir. So let's take a look at picture three, and we will look at the quotes here. Here's the paragraph. Let's bring up picture three. Okay. Here's where they quote me. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is where they quote Goldman. I would say that 95% of the reactions were extremely friendly. He's meaning to the article regarding the article. And in the article, they say Goldman told me later, but as he feared, anti-vaccine activists, he was talking about Dr. Jane, picked up on the story. Then they go to quote me, Dr. Jane, and here it goes. The lymph nodes of those who have taken these shots are exploding, burgeoning, and bulging with this toxic bioweapon. Unquote. A right-wing influencer named Jane Ruby wrote on Telegram beneath a screenshot of Goldman's CAT scans, which had appeared in a public paper. You're damn right I wrote that. Look again at the picture of his before and after. Bring up picture one, please. Again, look at the before and after. The article goes on to quote me further. Let's bring that back up. Quote, lymphoma. That's right. Cancer of the lymphatic system. Stop this from getting into babies and children. All in caps. Then they go on to say in the article after quoting me, Ruby's claims were amplified in Natural News, among other anti-vaccination sites, where, again, the very images that Goldman's brother used to diagnose his illness, were presented as shocking evidence of vaccination dangers when they told him about what I had posted in this article. They say that Dr. Goldman shook his head with disappointment, and he was quoted as saying, they're looking for anything to support their crazy vision. He also went on to say, quote, it makes me sad about the world in which we're living. But fast forward to this past September, in an article by, in The Defender by Children's Health Defense News and Views, dated September 27th, it was entitled, you can see the title page here, please bring up picture one, quote, famous pro-vaccine doctor suspects Pfizer booster shot sent his cancer into overdrive. Oh, really? Oh, overdrive? You mean like exploding? How about an apology to Dr. Jane Ruby for calling it early? And you know what, Dr. Goldman, with all due respect, if you had listened to someone like Dr. Jane Ruby, who the Atlantic author, of course, left off the title doctor because they don't want the reader to know that there might be any credentialing or expertise behind my comments. But if Dr. Goldman had listened to Dr. Jane Ruby and not taken that booster, he might not be battling an aggressive lymphoma today. But this is what the left does, because they've been paid to politicize. They can't debate facts, so they resort to attacking you as a person, labeling you anti-vaxxer, like that's something bad, like it borders on criminal, right? I'm proud to be an anti-vaxxer. If you saw the piece from the 1960s that I recently posted to my Telegram channel, you'll see that since the 60s, there were efforts to stop this rampant vaccination. You know, this thing that went from like three or four, you know, injections, vaccinations for young children and middle-aged children before they went to school has now blown up to more than 80 or 90 on the schedule, and threatening parents with child protective services if they don't get them. This is very, very, very dangerous. But they love to call you an anti-vaxxer. Anyway, they called me a far-right influencer and a conspiracy theorist. That's merely to obfuscate the truth that I'm trying to bring forward, and that many other well-intended and good frontline doctors, like myself, are trying to bring forward. Well, Dr. Goldman, I do hope and pray that you have a miracle of recovery. But most importantly, I hope you've learned a valuable, valuable lesson. Start doing your own research. You're a researcher. You should do your own research and stop listening to the medical establishment and to the mainstream media. Look at what happened to this man. This is a doctor and as I said in the beginning, a well-known medical researcher. And yet, he allowed His brother, who I'm hoping his brother was just an ignorant fool also, who didn't go bother to do the due diligence. Otherwise, why would he encourage his brother to take this bioweapon death shot? I certainly hope it wasn't intentional. But this is the carelessness of the medical establishment, at the very least. Others are incentivized, they're paid to promote the narrative, paid to push a certain percentage of the shots. But there is a segment, as you can see here, of learned people, medical doctors who enjoy, you know, the reverence of the public. Well, you're not a medical doctor. Yeah, thank God. I wouldn't want to have been brought up through that cult, that group of professionals that says, well, if the CDC recommends it, I'm going with it. You mindless, irresponsible twits. You're going with it? Wow. And these are the people, as I've said before, when people started to attack me in the early days, well, she's not really a doctor. She's not a medical doctor. I have to start all the way from the beginning. Many of you probably don't even know that the PhD is the highest degree a university can confer. Why? Because it's given by the provost of the university. It's not given by an individual school within the university. Those are what we call practice degrees. I'm not disparaging medical doctors, but as a group, they should be very, very embarrassed right now. And they don't deserve the ivory tower reverence that they've enjoyed all these years. The final authority. Never argue with a doctor. Do you know how many doctors, medical doctors, have sent people to their deaths and permanent disability? And then have the audacity, when the patient is still disconnected enough, to go back to that doctor for evaluation? They have the audacity to say to the patient, well, that has nothing to do with the shot, because they want to absolve themselves of any responsibility and accountability. I get countless letters every day in my Proton Mail, drjaneruby@protonmail. And people say, my doctor said this, my doctor wants me to wear a mask, my doctor wants me to take the shot before I come in and get treatment. We just featured a woman who needed her pacemaker adjusted at Vanderbilt University Medical Center that does not even enforce the mask or have a mandate for masks anymore. But the little heart department within, when they got to that door, oh, you can't come in without a mask, but I need my pacemaker adjusted, and you don't have the mandate in Vanderbilt Medical Center proper. You're just demanding it in this small subset called the Maury Heart Health Center. They sent her away. They sent her away. She has an external or implantable pacemaker to keep her heart beating at a certain safe rate. Imagine that. Find a new hospital. Find a new cardiologist. Find a new heart center. It may not be easy, but I guarantee you, not all of them are doing this. Find a smaller organization that's not dependent on the big corporate money. So Dr. Jane was vindicated inadvertently by the Children's Health Defense. Thank you, Bobby Kennedy, and your organization. Because you don't miss a trick. You don't miss a trick. And it says here, I love this article. Let's bring it up again. Picture 4. Famous pro-vaccine doctor suspects Pfizer booster sent his cancer into overdrive. But remember what he said before. Oh, those conspiracy theorists, they're taking advantage. They're running with it. Dr. Goldman, if you were not a fellow cancer survivor, because I've been a victim of this corporate hospital system that ran me into $250,000 worth of incredibly painful and terrible procedures, I wouldn't be so generous emotionally, but I do hope you do get some resolution and you do survive. But the subtitle here is, but you, otherwise you do owe me an apology. I would demand an apology, but I'm not going to do that because you're recovering from cancer. And I know that that's difficult from personal experience. The subtitle is, after realizing his COVID-19 booster shot may have sent his cancer into overdrive. Should I have used the word overdrive? I used exploded. Anyway, Dr. Michelle Goldman, professor of immunology and pharmacotherapy at the Université Libre de Bruxelles in Belgium, said going public with the information was the right thing to do. Well, that's what I was trying to do, Dr. Goldman. I was trying to go public and show your situation where you ignored the due diligence of looking into these shots, of looking into the research that they did or did not do, Pfizer and Moderna. I was encouraging you, but you had already taken the booster and you had already allowed that to explode your lymphoma. It's heartbreaking and it's tragic. A little due diligence would have spared you. And shame on not just your brother, but the other doctors, I'm sure, on your oncology team that spared no reservation in telling you how important it was for you to get it. You have cancer. You have immunosuppressed. Think what would happen if you got COVID. There's a little bit of truth to that, but not for these shots. Because now you know, Dr. Goldman, these are not vaccines. They're nowhere near it. In fact, they're going to weaken your ability to fight cancer even more. So if this cancer leaks, and it's likely to, the lymphatic system is a traveling system, just like your blood vessel system, separate system, lymphatic, all through the body. And it's the lymphatic system that catches cancers, cancer cells, and can then release them on into the rest of the system. It's hard to, you know, it's part of its function to filter, try to break down, but then some of it moves on, gets caught by other lymph nodes. That's how that system works. You have a cancer of that filtration and traveling system. And taking the boosters, you enhanced the ability of this mRNA garbage to damage your own DNA repair system. God help you. God help you. And I hope your brother is now dedicating himself to supporting your system, as I know you won't take any more boosters. Before we break, I wanted to share with you some valuable information, especially if you've got more than $50,000 saved for retirement that you can't afford to lose. Biden's pro-inflation White House, who knows what and who's in there? Obama, who knows? Sending billions to the Ukraine and burying the United States in national debt while letting our country slip into this inflation. Can your retirement survive crippling inflation and this growing debt at the same time? My God. Well, right now, countless Americans are using an IRS loophole to protect their retirement savings from everything that's going on. I want to urge you to call 855-791-2619 to get a free IRS loophole kit from GoldCo and see how you could protect your retirement savings and get $10,000 in free silver for doing it. We could be looking at a future far worse than 2008. So please don't wait. Call GoldCo today. People ask me, well, how am I going to use silver, you know, to buy a head of lettuce? Well, let me tell you something. When the dollar's no longer useful and your bank accounts are all shut down because the grid was shut down, you're going to need something to barter. So call GoldCo today. Call 855-791-2619. That's 855-791-2619. When I return, we're going to take a closer look at Florida Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Lodapo's recommendation to halt these bioweapon shots for 18 to 39-year-olds, year old men, that they should not take it. I'm calling on him to rethink this and asking him to review the entire analysis, because if he does, he's going to learn that no one should take these shots. And then in the last segment, we're going to look at the results of over 1,000 people who not only took the jab, but who have symptoms. We're going to be looking at the reports on their blood, the change. Your blood is your lifeline. We're going to be looking at the changes to their blood, the things that are being found in this collective analysis. Don't go away. I'll be right back. It's hard to overstate how important magnesium is for your health and well-being. In fact, magnesium deficiency can increase your risk of all illnesses, and you might not know that there are 7 different types of magnesium the body needs. BioOptimizers has the solution. Their supplement is specially formulated to dramatically improve your overall health, from reducing stress to improving sleep and boosting your energy levels. Go to magbreakthrough.com and use the code RUBY for 10% off. Don't wait to be deficient. Just go to magbreakthrough.com. Code. Well, just last week, Florida Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Lodapo made a stunning recommendation that men between the ages of 18 and 39 years should not take any of the mRNA poison bioweapons. He based this on an analysis of outcomes in the state of Florida from a surveillance system called Merlin. And while I applaud this action, I must call your attention to the fact that the report upon which this was all based actually recommended or revealed data that showed that there was much more to it than just that age group, and so much more that it would have supported his shutting down the entire COVID-19 scam shot program. Did you know that the report, which was an analysis upon which Dr. Lodapo and his team based his declaration stating that no one should get the shots between the ages of 18 to 39, actually presented data that no one should take it, that everyone was at risk for sudden cardiac death, severe cardiac events. In fact, let me quote for you a sentence from the analysis, and this is found under the section called cardiac-related deaths following vaccination. Let's bring that up. That would be one of our pictures, I believe picture 3 for my producer. This section, as I said, called cardiac-related deaths following vaccination, stratifying by age groups, revealed that the risk for cardiac death from the shots was significantly higher for all age groups, but that because they did not meet statistical significance, they were not included in Dr. Lodapo's recommendation. Well, first of all, this is why Dr. Jane always reads the analyses, the report, the research report. You can't just go by titles. You can't just look at, like, let's look at a picture here. I know my producer can flash a picture for you of the official from the state of Florida, the official declaration. In fact, let's take a look at it here. It's from the Florida website, right? And we can post the link to the Florida website. In fact, let's add that to the show description at the end of the show description. State Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Lodapo issues new mRNA COVID-19 guidance, right? And it basically says, oh, the analysis found there's an 84% increase in the relative incidence of cardiac-related death among males 18 to 39 years old within 28 days following the mRNA vaccination, with a high level of global immunity to COVID-19. Okay, there's your propaganda, number one, okay? This guy is trying to straddle the fence. Sorry, truth telling. But the benefit of the vaccination, still using the words of the criminals, is likely outweighed by this abnormally high risk of cardiac-related death. The benefit of vaccination. So you see where he stands. you see where he stands, right? You see where the state of Florida, who still has a law on the books saying that any of their agents, anyone in the state of Florida, legally can inject you, sequester you, isolate you for any reason on the books, right? People have written to me since I did that show last week and said, well, what can I do? Well, where were you a year ago when Representative Sabatini was fighting this? Now it's gone back into the box on the shelf. Got to pay attention. Each of you, not just Florida, all of you in your respective states, take a look at the laws on your, they're in the public domain. They're right there. Do a search. Go on your state site, health department. Do a search for vaccine, injection, anything. Try to bring up your laws. See what your state's up to. So he made the pharmaceutical companies happy. Oh, the benefit of this vaccine. Far outweighs these dangers. But if you're 18 to 39, you might have a little more danger. That's using the science to snow you. Red herrings, confusion, muddy the waters. This is what we're moving into. We're moving into a phase where people on the other side, I mean, bought and paid for pharma shills, you know, blatant media, mainstream media, you know, a few snakes within our movement, all wrapped up. This is the obfuscation, the confusing, the muddy the waters era phase of all this. People dying of all different things. Confusing, can't connect it to the shot. Trusted doctors saying it's not the shot. Well, the vaccine, you know, safety profile looks good, or the vaccine has some benefits for those over 60. Let's replace the word vaccine with bioweapon. Well, the bioweapon has a fairly good safety profile. Do you see how ridiculous that sounds if you use the right word? Well, the bioweapon can be safe and bring some benefit to those over 60. Yeah, if you want to cull off, harvest off your elderly, because there's such a financial burden to the system. Let's get back to this analysis, this report. We're looking at, let's go back to picture, I think it was three. I numbered it three. Cardiac risk for all. It's under the section, cardiac related deaths following vaccination. So they say here, this is where they get that 84%. And then they say the remaining age groups fail to reach statistical significance. Okay? This is where you need Dr. Jane, former pharmaceutical medical researcher, before that, several years running my own multi-center. That means doing trials for pharma companies when they're testing their new drugs. They need multiple sites all over the country, sometimes outside of the U.S. I ran one of those labs, did studies for a number of different pharmaceutical companies, mostly in neuroscience, launched Namenda, launched Lexapro, launched a ton of smaller internal medicine related drugs, GI, cardiopulmonary drugs. And many others. Big sleep research. I worked with one of the top five sleep research people in the country, in the world, really. Part of my research lab was a polysomnographic five-bed unit. We studied sleep. We studied meds, drugs in sleep for these pharma companies. So just some background. So let me explain a little bit to you about this line, the remaining age groups failed to reach statistical significance. Okay? Let me explain something to you about statistical significance. It's much more valuable and useful when you're comparing a treatment to placebo, because it is absolutely necessary for your drug's performance to separate statistically in the calculation from placebo group. That's what gives you the proof that you've detected a difference. You can detect a difference in safety, but primarily it's used to detect a difference in efficacy. Does it work? Well, if it worked in a lot of the placebo people, it's really not working. It's not working because it's not about that drug. But if it statistically separates from placebo, then your drug appears now. You have the beginning evidence that there is an effect. It's making a difference. This particular analysis that Dr. Ladapo used is looking at the risk of serious cardiac events. And in this particular case, the numeric values are just as valuable or more valuable than any statistical separation or lack thereof from some other group or factor. Would you not agree that each human death is tragic, especially if it's avoidable? Avoidable. We're talking about life and death. You don't need this for a flu with a 99.9% recovery rate. And it's still around 96% recovery rate in the elderly. So as a pharmaceutical medical researcher, and as a former principal investigator in my own multi-center trial center, having run hundreds of studies and analyses, I would ask Dr. Ladapo and his team to rethink their recommendation and include everyone in every age group. Look, when you're trying to save lives, statistical separation between the treated group and the placebo group, or however you define your placebo group or your other control, I don't really see that they had an adequate control. They're looking at people rather that already had the treatment and then comparing outcomes. Statistical separation doesn't matter. You're talking about the standard levels of significance that are predefined. This is standard in all research, as levels of 0.05, or if you want to use a more stringent standard, oftentimes we can use 0.01. This is all meaningless because of the cardiac damage and subsequent death and disability. It's so profound and it's avoidable by not taking these shots that waiting for a statistical separation from another factor is game playing. And you can see that because he's couching, he's very careful, right? In the recommendation. Well, it's got a benefit for some people and the elderly. It's like he's continuing the narrative, right? Well, it's, I wouldn't give it to children, but it's safe for the elderly. He's got that in there. Well, overall, the benefit, you know, outweighs the risks. But if you're 18 to 39 and you're a male, no, that's not the real science. That's not the real science. The real science is, you see how the way a study is set up and the parameters you use as your cutoff, as your measuring stick, as your control, which is your comparator to what you're looking at, you know, cardiac risk, damage, myocarditis, sudden death, cardiac death. Statistical significance is a red herring. You're being expected And I understand, as lay people who are not trained in research, many medical doctors, by the way, newsflash, are not trained in medical research. They're not trained. Yeah, they got some, you know, some stats in college before they went to medical school. But they weren't up on the floors in their third and fourth year. You only get 2 years of school, by the way. Did you know that? Medical school is really three years, technically, 3 to 4 years. But the first two are in the classroom and barely in the second year. They're already calling them doctor on the floors, on the hospital floors, without a license. But their third year is really first year residency. And their fourth year is more of a senior resident. Wow. Right? I guarantee you. And I've worked on floors with hundreds of residents that come on, you know. By the way, they change over every July, August, so be careful. That's when you have the greatest incompetence with, you know, with interns running the hospitals. But I guarantee you, they're not up there on the floors in their third and fourth year managing, looking for statistical significance. It's ridiculous. Well, it didn't meet statistical significance. That last sentence jumped out at me like a shark, like an explosion. The remaining age groups failed to reach statistical significance. What a joke. If I was in a room and that was being presented to me, I'd be up like a jack in the box. What do you mean the rest of the age groups didn't reach statistical significance? By the way, these confidence intervals, which are close to one, means that there was an effect. There was something important if you want to go by the statistics. But when you're talking about preventing something that is preventable, you give it. People who are not getting these shots are not dropping dead or, you know, suddenly dying, not getting severe myocarditis out of the blue. So the use of statistical significance and separating from what? Those that died and didn't die? I mean, it's a red herring. So Dr. Lodapo, I would highly encourage you, if you haven't read it yourself, to read the entire report. You see what pearls you can get when you do either read it or rely on someone who's an expert in that area and does read it. It's very important. Okay, I'm going to close out this segment. I really want to thank, as usual, my sponsor for the second segment, Mike Lindell, who just dropped off 12,000 pillows and probably towels and sheets and anything else he could get in there, because that's all he does. Whenever there's a disaster, he just gives. So help support him back. And when you do, you help support the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. Go to mypillow.com for the sheets, the towels, the pillows, the bedding, the mattress toppers, all that great stuff. Don't buy it from a big box store. Buy it from Mike Lindell, and you're going to get competitive prices. Use the promo code Ruby for 10%, for 60, 70% off and free shipping. And don't forget to go to my store for all your other household needs. When I come back, we're going to take a look at undeniable proof and truth. The blood of the jabbed, especially those with symptoms, is damaged, seriously damaged. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Well, the show is brought to you by Danette May and Mindful Health, LLC, featuring Danette May's top superfood product from her Earth Echo food line, Cocoa Bliss. Nothing feels better than being able to enjoy rich, smooth, creamy chocolate and knowing you're doing something good for your body. They start with 100% organic cocoa beans that are naturally kissed by the sun, maintaining its miraculous health benefits. Then they blend it with turmeric, MCT oil, coconut, Himalayan sea salt, cinnamon, and black pepper for the perfect blend to make you feel the best you have ever felt. Fall in love with a truly decadent, healthy, guilt-free chocolate, removing your cravings, facilitating weight loss, boosting your energy, and reducing inflammation with one simple drink. It's friendly to paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegan, and vegetarian diets. They're offering up to 15% off when you use the promo code RUBY. Go to earthechofoods.com and use the discount code RUBY for your 15% off. Well, I've brought you countless pieces of evidence from experts all over the world, like Dr. Zandre Batha, Dr. Philippe Van Welbergen, Dr. Gitala Barber, and so many more on the changes in human blood of people who've taken these C19 shots. Well, now there's a study bringing together the pictures and the stories and the statistics of over 1,000 jabbed people, particularly people that are having symptoms and problems, illnesses, and the results are pretty stunning. It ties it all together. And I have to say that it vindicates a lot of these well-meaning, intelligent microscopy experts that we've had on the show, Stu Peters has had on his show. It vindicates them from some of the wayward, irresponsible shams, some of the snakes within our front line that try to discredit these great doctors, that try to do some sort of modified version of what they did, putting their own blood on a plate and maybe spraying it with some vial they claimed they got, and then not seeing anything, not replicating the same exact methodology, then claiming that these doctors that are world-renowned and that are established experts and that do see patients every day, that these doctors their findings were meaningless, that they didn't, because these shams didn't find what the experts found, that it doesn't exist anywhere. And I want to make something really clear. If any so-called scientist or scientifically trained person, so-called, comes forward and says, well, we tested 100 vials, we tested 5 vials, we tested X number of vials, and we found this, therefore all of them contain that, or we didn't find anything, therefore none of them contain that, let me make something really clear to you, and this is how I know that that's fraudulent. Unless you study the full, absolute population of whatever you're studying, you can never say, make an absolute statement like that. You can say that you want to make a statement of representation, that because you examined over X number of whatever you're examining, that it's likely that they don't contain X, Y, or Z. But even that's not, that's going to the edge of really being scientifically honest. You can never make a statement about the entire population of what you're studying unless you've studied all that. And that's impossible. We know from the work of Team Enigma that their colleague hackers provided them with proof that they, from going into the systems of Moderna and Pfizer, that the companies who set their own numbers of doses per lot number had set them as high as 1.5 million doses per lot number. Therefore, many of these doses are still in circulation, hopefully on a shelf somewhere, hopefully will be incinerated someday. There's no way to be able to make the statement, any statement representing the entire population of vials. Okay, so let's move on to this very interesting study that I think is worth your time and interest. We need to understand the depth and the totality of the damage being done to human blood, because everybody's dynamic and every human being is distinct in their humanness and in the way that their body reacts to this poison or any poison. When these blood cells clump together, or I've shown you countless pictures of them stacking into like coins, or the blood has to deal with foreign objects in its midst, like metals and these geometric pieces, maybe the contents of which we don't even know yet, like these squares and rectangles of God knows what, the body manifests symptoms in different ways. Sometimes it could be a stroke. Sometimes it's probably growing these white fibrous clots in the vessel. Sometimes it manifests as profound headaches, many other symptoms that people are bringing forward. And this explains, this shows you the diversity of illness and disability, much of which has led and will lead to death. The more we understand about what these shots are doing to human blood, the sooner we'll be able to find help and possible remedies. But until then, much of it is speculation. And so I urge you all to be aware, be careful with people, so-called experts who try to promise you that they can detox you or clean this out of you. We don't know what it is in its totality yet. We don't know. And there's so many pieces to this that we need to think about. When we say detox, do we mean the mRNA that was in the lipid nanoparticle that got into every cell in your body and through CRISPR technology replaced a piece of your God-given DNA? From what I understand, I don't think so. Or are we talking about the residual production that your body makes or in its response to these poisons, whether it's a spike protein, whether it's rampant cytokine storm with all the residual white blood cell and, you know, damage left behind, whether it's because in some of these vials we have seen metallic materials, glowing, looking metallic in strange shapes like squares and rectangles that you don't normally see in the human body. When you say detox, there are a lot of different topics within that. And a lot of people have fell prey to some of these experts that suggest you can take a bath or you can drink something that's going to detox you from the shot. Well, let's break down. Let's hold everybody accountable. What exactly, Dr. So-and-so, are you detoxing me from? And do you have a proven way to detox me from this mRNA, the synthetic genetic code that has now integrated itself into my natural God-given genome? And I'd like to see how that's done, because it's not easy to get into the cell nucleus. It is for a nanoparticle, a lipid nanoparticle. It is for the mRNA if it survives the trip into the cell. And by the way, there's a lot of misdiscussion, even from frontline doctors, on mRNA. mRNA, just those letters, mRNA, is messenger RNA. That's a naturally occurring, God-given designed material. Nobody's replicating that. But they get away with it. The big wigs at Moderna, Pfizer, mRNA, M, which means to the rest of us who are scientifically trained in biology and all of that, genetics, that's messenger RNA. That's a naturally occurring element. What this is should really be called MOD RNA. You heard that a long time ago on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show from Sasha Latapova. It's modified, RNA. That tells you it's synthetic, lab developed, in silico, which means on the computer. So if you understand a lot of those pieces, you will have a shot at deciphering and discerning and understanding who's a fraud, who's expert in trying to find those, that relief, that help, right? Use your common sense. If something gets into your cell, and it also has the ability to get into the nucleus inside the cell, There's a subsystem, a nucleus, circular structure within every human cell. Every human cell has that nucleus, and in that nucleus is the blueprint for you. And it's in every cell in your body. So unfortunately, this garbage poison has the ability, if it doesn't get in one set of cells, it's going to get in somewhere else. And that tells me that that's why we have many, many, many different illnesses and reactions. Okay. Before I use up all the time on my editorializing, I just want to take you to the teaching part. Let's look at picture one. This is the before and after. You've seen a million of these. I get it. On the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. But here they start out with the basics. And they say these photos are 40 times magnification. What they're showing you here on the left are normal, healthy red blood cells. They're negatively charged, so they repel each other. That's God's way. That's healthy. That keeps them from sticking. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful design. On the right, somebody who got their first, 1 month after their first dose of Pfizer. Look at how damaged this blood is. It's got shiny things in it. The red blood cells are not repelling each other. They're clumped together. And you can read the bottom here. I first of all, I want to go back to the, let's bring up the title. The title of this publication is, and we have the link here, so I'm going to ask my producer to go to show the title page. It's Dark Field Microscopic Analysis on the Blood of 1,006 Symptomatic Persons After Anti-COVID mRNA Injections from Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna. So look at the, let's take that link and put that also after the description in the show, if you could. Okay. Picture number two. You're looking at self-assembling in people's blood after taking these shots. These are images at 120 times magnification. They watched on video. This self-aggregating. Is this the beginning of the white fibrous clots? I don't know. It could be part and parcel, but this stuff is self-building within human beings after getting the shots. Here's a case of a 33-year-old male, an athlete, very healthy before getting injected with the mRNA Pfizer injection. 1 month after his first dose, he had marked asthenia, a constant gravitational headache. He was sensitive to the position and movements of his head and body such that the pain was increased by movement of the head up or down. The headaches were unresponsive, as most of these symptoms are from the shots. They're not diagnosable on standard testing or imaging or blood tests, and they're not treatable with standard pain or other mechanism of action. He had dyspnea on exertion. That means his 33-year-old, just by getting up from a chair, could not breathe well. Dyspnea, difficulty breathing on exertion. He had diffuse rheumatic arthralgia, pain with the slightest movement. His joints were on fire. Look at pictures A, B, and C. They reflect a highly structured fibrotubular configuration of the structures that can coalesce together, reaching dimensions 10 times their initial size. And there's linkage, self-linkage. Remember Mr. Hirschman, the embalmer, told us many times he would go back to his samples in his lab refrigerator, and after several days, they had doubled or tripled in size. And let me show you the demographics here, just really quickly on this table. I'll give you a quick demographics are just sort of the slice of, what was the age? How did the age groups break down? How did this break down according to number of doses? And you see here that they looked at from anywhere from 10-year-olds to 90-year-olds. males and females. And what I look for when I look at a demographic page is any big deviations, right? Across the findings. Now, I just look basically by age. The majority of the people were 31 to 60, to under 60, right? You look at males percent and females percent, or you look at the first number before the percent are the actual numbers. So they looked at more people in those age groups. It didn't mean that they didn't find as much in those other age groups. That's where your percentages come in. Dosages received, one dose, two dose, three dose. The majority of people got two or three doses. God help them. Right? And pretty well evenly divided across gender. Then the last one at the bottom. Cases with normal blood and cases with abnormal blood after being injected. The majority of people, 97% in the males and 96, almost 97% in females. This poison damages the blood. And it damages it permanently. I don't know how you come back from these. People say, well, Dr. Jane, can't you detox? Can't I detox the metals? They're metals. You're talking about trace metals in your blood to before this COVID scam. You're looking at something that is far more intensive. It's self-assembling. Get it out. Let's stop it from replicating inside the body. I'm all for getting it out, but while you're trying to get it out, it's multiplying over hours and days. So I hope in this edition of the show, but taking it from three different tacks, you can see how the science has been misused. It's been used as an authority, even by people who aren't even trained to do it, but who appear to be an authority, and then use science as an authority to trick those of you who made the decision to take this. For whatever reason, we understand you were coerced and forced and threatened. But there's a long road ahead, and we need to find it, and we need to start on it. But we need to be talking about it truthfully, and we need to be talking about it realistically. And we need to not be setting people up for false hope. We want to give them hope, but we want to give them hope truthfully. Otherwise, we're spinning our wheels and wasting resources in directions that aren't going to help them. And that's been the gist of today's show. Science lied. Science is subjective. It's been bastardized. It's been damaged. And it's going to have to be redefined by honest, good people. So before I sign off, I want to thank my sponsor for the third segment, Triad Air and President Mike Dillon. They're doing a great job over there. People are getting incredible relief from all of their products. Some of them are portable. Some of them are just for the home. Go to filterssuck.com. Filters with an S, filterssuck.com. Use the promo code Ruby for 10% off and free shipping. You won't get that on any other website. Try it out. I use it. I was just at a dinner last night. Man, I could tell half the room was jabbed. And it was a private home, but it was too close and I started getting the symptoms. And I went to the car, forgot to bring it in, brought my shield, and I was able to enjoy the rest of the evening. And the symptoms started to dissipate. Check them out. It's Triad Air, filterssuck.com, promo code Ruby for 10% off and free shipping. Thanks again. We'll see you on Wednesday with a very special show, the entire show dedicated to the return of Brother Alexis Buñolo. Take care, everyone.